Hello.
Hey Goldie, it's Jerome Pratt, CVA. How are you?
This is who?
Jerome at CVA. You had talked to Sid, one of our associates, a couple of days ago. I think it was the 5th of November, about Bell Creek Road, and you just asked for a call back in a couple of days. I just wanted to make sure I was doing so and catching back up with you.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you as of right now.
All good. All good. Miss Upton, I'm not looking for answers.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to, I guess, figure out where you were at in the process with Bell Creek. I mean, are you still taking offers itself? I mean, are you still looking to move? Or what?
Well,
what is, yeah.
It's just so many people calling me. So many people sending me letters. So many people just calling.
Yeah.
And it's about to drive me insane. That's what it's doing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I really can't understand that. I mean, once you kind of, those forms online will set it off and it's not the best. But at the same time, the best way to get rid of it is to be able to tell them something so that way they can, you know, mark you off of, I guess, whatever list they have. And, you know, I can say it's a positive that we're talking at least. I mean, we're not like every other, you know, company trying to impersonate or do this or say they have this. We're located right in Ashland, Virginia. And I know you're actually not too far. But yeah, I mean, try to keep things a little simpler. But I get it. I definitely do. And I'm sorry that that's happening. And I don't mean to be one of them. I just definitely want to, you know, try to navigate this thing with you instead of you having to sort through the BS, if that makes sense.
Well, the reason I'm not in a big hurry to do this is because I have been sick since March. I've been in and out of doctor's offices ever since March. I've been in and out of the ER since March. I just had a test done this past Monday, and I'm waiting on the results of that. So as of right now, and I might be going through a surgery, so as of right now, I'm not in any state of mind to be talking about selling my house and finding somewhere else to go. I've got too much going on.
And that's completely understandable. And first and foremost, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I know you probably don't like hospitals. I don't like it myself, but I don't wish sickness on anybody. So I'm sorry about that. And I do hope you begin to feel better. And, you know, I hope if you got to do surgery, it goes well. But I completely get it. I would be in the same place. I wouldn't want to make that decision right now either. So,
yeah, because I'm waiting on results from the last test, and there's a possibility the doctor says I probably got to go under the knife.
Hmm. Well.
So I'm just waiting to see how things go and what is going on.
Got you, and that's fair. And you know, before anything with a home, I definitely, you know, will send my prayers up for you, you know, in the situation. And, you know, if you'd like, you can put us in your phone so you know to sift through, you know, all those other callers, you know, and, you know, maybe come the new year, maybe things will be different. I'm not sure. But I do hope that you, you know, begin to feel better and that things get better. You know?
Okay, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I'll at least let you know my name again. So I'm Jerome Pratt.
Say that again, Jerome who?
Pratt. P-R-A-T-T.
Oh, Jerome Pratt. Okay, I'll put your name in my phone.
Okay, awesome. And what I'll do is I'm not going to bother you anymore this year. I'll just follow back up with you come the new year and I'll see how you're doing before anything.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Miss Upton. Well, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Definitely get the rest you need, and I will talk to you in the new year.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.